The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Well, 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 this could get very interesting. Yeah, I'm trying to substantiate this, but Fox News just reported breaking news that Special Counsel John Durham, U.S. attorney in New York, has indicted Michael Sussman through a grand jury. He gave the evidence to a grand jury, and the grand jury has indicted Michael Sussman. Now, there was just a blip on Fox News. I just tried to pull it up. Other news sources, none of them are reporting it yet. It was anticipated that this indictment could be handed down today. Fox News reported that it happened, but I have not been able to confirm that with other news sources. I'm sure that if it's the case, we'll be hearing more about it. Now, who in the world is Michael Sussman? And by the way, who is Special Counsel John Durham? Well, he was appointed during the Trump administration to investigate the investigators of the Trump-Russia investigation. Remember the liberal left? Russia collusion, Russia collusion, the Russians, they were in bed with Donald Trump. Remember all that stuff? Remember the millions and millions and millions of dollars that were spent by the FBI, the Department of Justice, and so forth to investigate collusion with Trump? Nothing was found. Remember that? And remember the Steele dossier that was so criminally implicating Donald Trump? Well, we learned that that whole thing was paid for by the Clinton campaign. Now, we know that. That's a fact. Well, isn't that illegal? One candidate putting together false information against another candidate? Well, you would certainly think so. But Hillary Clinton is a Democrat, and it just kind of went away. Well, John Durham, U.S. attorney in New York, appointed by the Trump administration to, well, basically investigate the investigators in that whole Trump-Russia thing. Well, he's been working on this for 2 years, I think. And if this is true, he has taken the evidence against Michael Sussman to a grand jury, and a grand jury has indicted Michael Sussman for lying to government authorities. Well, who is Michael Sussman? Well, he's a cybersecurity lawyer who represented the Democratic National Committee and worked for the Clinton campaign. Yep. The New York Times reported the case against Mr. Sussman centers on the question of who his client was when he conveyed certain suspicions about Mr. Trump and Russia to the FBI in September of 2016. Among other things, investigators have examined whether Mr. Sussman was secretly working for the Clinton campaign, which he denies. Evidently, Mr. Durham had to make the indictment come down this weekend because the 5-year statute of limitations is running out this weekend. could this lead directly to Hillary Clinton? Yes, it certainly could. And I'm quoting from the New York Times. Moreover, internal billing records Mr. Denham is said to have obtained from Perkins Coal are said to show that when Mr. Sussman logged certain hours as working on the Alpha Bank matter, though not meeting with Mr. Banker, he billed his time to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign. Sussman now works as a partner at Perkins Coal, a law firm that represented both the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton's 2016 presidential campaign. Now, again, this is very early, very preliminary, but it is possible that this could lead directly to the door of Hillary Clinton. We'll see. Joy and I watch very little network TV. I mean, very little network TV. But we watch some. And we've watched America's Got Talent. We always record it so we can buzz past the junk and the garbage. Some really, really, really great talent in that whole America's Got Talent. And I think the format is so much better than American Idol. I won't even watch. But anyway, the finals were last night. The winner got $1 million. Now, they make a big deal out of that. What they never say is, at the very end of the program, if you freeze frame the tiny little verbiage at the end, the $1 million is paid out. It's over like 20 or 25 years. It's like $20,000 a year. Yeah, they're not just handed a check for $1 million. It's paid out yearly over, I think, if I remember, it's like 20 years. But they do get a show in Vegas. Anyway, the finals were last night. And the winner, I usually don't really care who the winner is. Last night, I was really pulling for this young man by the name of Dustin Tavella. He is an illusionist. They call him a magician, but he's an illusionist. A couple of weeks ago, I read a wonderful interview that he gave to a Christian news source. He is a solid Bible-believing Christian. His life was a mess till he gave his heart to the Lord. His parents were a mess. They gave their hearts to the Lord. And he wants to use his profession to glorify God. Got two adorable adopted boys, lovely wife, and he's the winner. He's the winner. I was thrilled that he was the winner. Now, here's how I'm praying, and Joy and I talked about this last night. He, at this point, has a strong testimony that he is an unapologetic follower of Jesus Christ. He's going to make a boatload of money. Now, this whole America's Got Talent thing is not going to make him wealthy in their payments. As I said, it's over like 20 years. But he's going to get a show in Vegas. He's going to have TV specials. He's going to make a boatload of money, and he's going to become pretty famous. Pray that this does not ruin him. Pray that he stays true to his wife, his kids, his family. Pray that he stays true to God. God could really use this young man if he is not destroyed by the money and the fame. And obviously we have all seen that on many, many occasions. So pray for Dustin Tavella. You'll probably hear his name a lot. Pray that God keeps him humble and centered on his faith and his family, not the dollars. All right. That's the entertainment portion of Bob Burney Live for today and probably for the next 6 months.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It has now been confirmed that Michael Sussman, a cybersecurity lawyer who represented the Democratic National Committee and also worked closely with Hillary Clinton's campaign, has been indicted by a grand jury in New York. The indictment, the primary charge in the indictment, is lying to government officials. And that's about all we know right now. We can't reach a whole bunch of conclusions yet, but he has been indicted. That has been confirmed. And evidently, Frederick in Columbus wants to talk about the attorney involved. Frederick, you're on Bob Burney Live. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Bob. I got to ask you some questions, Bob. Is this your show? Is it a Christian radio or a political radio?
Well, let me ask you a question. What do you think?
I think you are too political. It is either Clinton, Obama, Biden, and you are always stirring up people to create a lot of confusion.
Frederick.
Everyday liberals,
Frederick.
Clinton. What has Clinton got to do with this man that's been indicted? What has that got to do with Clinton? Goodness, my God.
Frederick, settle down. Settle down. The all of the news reports that I have read associate him with the Democratic National Committee and the Clinton campaign. And I just said, if you were listening, that's all we know. We don't know whether he's done anything wrong. He has been indicted. And I made it very, very clear before the last break, when this was breaking news, that right now we know very, very little. And we don't know whether it will go to Hillary Clinton or not. Thanks for the call, Frederick. I appreciate it. I appreciate all the calls. And I've spent so much time over the years saying, yeah, I would much rather discuss spiritual things all day, every day, having a 2.5 hour Bible study every day. But this program is about discussing current events from a biblical perspective. Current events impact all of us. Now, I say at least 5 or 6 times a week. I said it repeatedly this week so far. What happens in the pews and the pulpits of America is far more important than what happens in Washington, D.C. How many times have I said that? Hundreds, hundreds. Every day in the introduction to this program. That's what I say. However, what happens in Washington, D.C. does impact us. And I believe that we as Christians who live in this world should be able to evaluate the things that are happening in the political world from a biblical viewpoint. And so that's what we try to do. We try. Okay. But like I said, I appreciate all of the listeners, whether you agree with me or disagree with me, I appreciate you. And you are welcome to call and express yourself. Now, with that in mind, I probably shouldn't tell you this story. I probably shouldn't, but it's, you know, I think there are valid concerns about the mental competence of our president. And it comes and goes. There are times that he is very engaged, very cognizant. He can read a teleprompter really well. If he has notes in front of him, he does pretty well. He really does. But when he's off script and he doesn't have a teleprompter, or if he looks away from his notes, he often, and I mean often, gets very confused. And that's why I think there are valid questions about his mental abilities. Here is another one. I believe this was yesterday. The president, the Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and Boris Johnson, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, held a joint news conference. President Biden was live in the White House. The Australian Prime Minister was on a TV screen beside him. Prime Minister Boris Johnson was on a TV screen on the other side. And together, they announced a new cooperative effort between the United States, Australia, and Great Britain. If you have not seen the clip, look it up. President Biden turns to the one TV screen and welcomes Prime Minister, welcomes Prime Minister Boris Johnson to this video meeting. Then he turns to the other TV screen where the Prime Minister of Australia is, and he turns and he says, welcome to that fellow down under. He didn't know the name of the Prime Minister of Australia. He didn't. And he called him that fella down under. And then he said, thank you very much, pal. I appreciate it. The Australian leader just smiled and gave a thumbs up. Wow.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.